Word for Jamaica, brought to you by Grace Missionary Church, 7 West Avenue, Kingston 10. Luke chapter 4, verses 5 to 8. The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me. And I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will be all yours. Jesus answered, It is written, We worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Today we examine the second temptation faced by Jesus. We see that Jesus is tested to compromise his faith in God and his loyalty to God as a supreme master of the universe. Satan wanted Jesus to recognize him as a final authority, so he offered Jesus power and glory. This temptation is a deadly evil to which countless persons have fallen prey. The enticement to achieve power and glory through evil means is very strong and returns time and again. Many use the excuse that the end justifies the means. While it may seem to give a sense of progress, it leaves persons as prisoners to demonic forces. It compromises our values. Jesus knew what his mission was, and he did not allow this enticement of power and glory to distract him from it. His mission was to save mankind through the cross. He already had all glory and authority, but he knew what he had to do to satisfy his Father's will. So we hear Jesus again using this scripture to rebuke Satan. It is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Let us be careful to see through the false claims and promises the devil uses to tempt us in our quest for prominence. And let us be decisive in our application of scripture to resist him. We must never compromise with the devil. May I invite you to join us next week.